RelicRadio.com presents tales of the strange and bizarre, the weird and the wicked. Stories not necessarily of the supernatural, but of the unnatural. Join us now for Strange Tales, featuring radio drama at its most mysterious and unusual. Strange Tales, thanks for joining me this Sunday. Our story comes from The Creaking Door this week, a South African series that aired in the 1960s. Most of the surviving episodes come from 1964 to 1965 State Express Cigarettes sponsored run. Our story today is from September 28, 1964. It's titled The Ever-Loving Doll.
About this world of ours, and ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the top in Pine Killers. The Creaking Door. The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Filter King cigarettes take pleasure in presenting The Creaking Door. Good evening, friends of The Creaking Door. The Creaking Door is open. So do come in. Let us help you to step out. Step out of your mind, that is.
News and world cars. Get the taste of new State Express 3-5 today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today.
The man in the dirty trench coat, his hands dug deep down into his pockets, walks with measured tread towards the flashing, winking signs. The Go Gay Club, it said. No expression of happiness or gaiety was on the man's face. Instead, he had the look of death.
Can I help you, Mister?
They tell me this to hang out a 10-man scene.
Look, you have come to a bit of fun. Or you make trouble.
Don't bother. I walked to the swing doors, I knew that my sister had been there. Seated at the piano, making the ivories of my ever-loving Lola. For 5 whole years, I'd worked and sweated and struggled to give my baby the little luxuries to which she was totally unaccustomed. Worked, did I say? Sweated, did I say? Yeah, sure, I did. That mixed with a little stew. Yeah, baby. Take a look at that. $10,000. I hid in the storeroom while the boss was locking up.
Well, I didn't know. Oh, Pete, come here. That's what I like about you. You've got what it takes. Yeah. Let me give you a great big hug.
Baby, so long as you put your arms around me like this, there's nothing I wouldn't do for you. Nothing.
You really mean it, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Would you commit murder?
Hey. What is this? What's got into you? Who's talking about murder? Hey, come on, quick, honey. We gotta leave town. Let's get out of this corny rooming joint before the cop get wise to robbery.
Well, what's the hurry, baby? He doesn't open up until 8 o'clock tomorrow. Let me mix you a drink. Maybe we can send down to the delicatessen for some sandwiches. You hungry, honey?
Yeah. Sure, I'm hungry. Come here, baby. Never was my wife more loving than she was that night. The plans we made, the places we were going to visit. With $10,000, a guy with a loving doll can do anything. Even go straight. What the... Oh, land's sake. Hey, the clock. How come I slept so long? Lola?
Lola? This can't be. She wasn't.
I looked in the cupboard. I might as well have been Mother Hubbard. She'd taken all her clothes and the $10,000. Why, the dirty, rotten chiseling.
Huh? What do you reckon to do with that guy?
Huh? What? For you.
No one important, just another cop. Actually, it's just time. Too bad. I would like to nab the culprit of the loot.
Well, I only borrowed it, though. I was going to pay it back.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. You wouldn't do a crazy thing like robbing your employer while you're on parole.
Now, look, I can explain everything. You got to give me time. I need some time.
You'll get all the time you want, bud.
In jail. What a sucker you turn out.
Look, the entire precinct knew that your ever-loving Lola was making with a two-time with Ted Mancini.
That isn't true. You can't give me that stuff, copper. My
love. Oh, there's no sucker like a married sucker. All right, let's go.
Well, you can't pull me in now.
What's the matter with you? Sleep heavy? Did you slip your Mickey Finn?
Yeah. Yeah, who tried? I gotta take you kind of bitter.
Well, what do you know?
Shut up, will you? You hear? Shut up! You shouldn't have laughed like that. Pete Morton, 20 years of age, 16 convictions for petty larceny, theft, and embezzlement. That slob of a copper. He promoted me into the first degree class. He turned me into a killer.
You be earning an honest penny or something?
I need some dough, Larry. I have to get out of town fast.
What do you mean by dough?
Oh,
here. $20. That's all I got.
Oh, thanks. And you're a pal. You've not seen me, you see?
Hey, what gives?
No time to talk, Larry. I gotta scram. I gotta stay out of jail. I gotta stay out of jail until I collect.
Collect? Collect what?
A life. A woman's life. A woman named Lola. Petty hoodlum, the judge called me. No more. I can see my face staring at me from shop windows, subway walls, tree trunks. Wanted for murder. I was like a rat, hiding in corners by day, seeking the protective blackness of the night as I searched for food and Lola.
You want something, stranger? Looking for a gang?
It's only a guy named Ted Mancini's around this town, huh?
Yeah, he's been around. Hey, you know this character? Yeah, he hit little deep, all right. He had an eye full of dame. Hey, is he a buddy of yours?
Anyway, where can I locate him?
Oh, the dame. Well, I don't rightly know. Sat down to a trap game 2 nights ago. Fancy playing crap with Slugs Morin.
Oh, well, yeah, you live and learn, I guess. That cost your buddy 2 D's for his little lesson. And that baby of his. You know what that was that did the other night?
No, what did she do?
Selling Slugs to one cut of the cards for $5,000. $5,000! One cut of the cards.
Hey, you know them way back east?
What'd they do? Rob a bank or something?
You haven't answered my question. Where do I find them? I've come a long way. I got a message for them.
Don't hardly know. They were staying out at Ten Ranch. Seems like they were making for the coast.
You mean they're not here? You mean they've left this dump?
Hey, what's your little sir? I'm a little deep man, born and bred. There's no fire.
Go fry an egg. There was. Town after town, state after state. But there was always one jump ahead. Oh, sure, they left the trail. It was while we were on a paper chase. The paper they left behind was Dollar. Come on.
Oh, sure, the dame was named Layla, wasn't she? A pretty good voice, that dame. Well, you're spoiled. You could stay out half the night making the boys happy. And generous, giving it away that gal threw her money around. What was she, some heiress or something?
And then at long last, I caught up with them. They'd skipped over the border into El Pico. But this time, things seemed to be rather different.
Si, senor, senor, and senor Mancini, they stay here. You are friends? They owe me rent. Senor Mancini, he go Mexican City, he tell me. Signora, she stay here in El Pico.
Yep, there's no room.
No, senor, she sing at the Go Gay Club.
Go Gay Club?
Si, senor. Americano come over the border. You have lots of fun, make with the music, make with the girl. And this Lola, she is something to behold. You know this Lola?
What? Do I know this Lola? No, bud, I don't know her at all, but I reckon to make her acquaintance. Right now. I left the two-bit rooming house, walked down the street towards the Go Gay. Pretty about Ted. But once I got my message to my dear wife, Ted would get his later.
Hello, Americano. Can I get you something? Sell you something?
Depends what you're selling.
Whatever you ask for, Americano. You alone? You like to be very cheap to you?
Sure. Hey, lady, the lady at the piano, she...
How you say, lady? An ice cream. No business, sir. It belongs to Manuela. Manuela wrote it for her in El Pico.
It was then that Lola saw me. She came walking towards my table as though she hadn't a care in the world. And he was meeting me for a quiet little chat in some Fifth Avenue drugstore. She even spoke like it.
Hi, please. Think you can ask me to sit down.
That's the point. You'll have plenty of rest where you're going.
Got a gun in your pocket?
I've come a long way, Lola. My finger's itching to press the trigger. My mind says no. Oh, no, this is something you can enjoy.
You'd never get away with it. You shoot me.
No good, Lola. My other loving wife, come to my arms, baby. Why?
Well, there you are. I come to hear my pretty Lola play her music. Who is this man?
Careful, Manuela. He's wanted in every state. There's $10,000 on his head. Wanted alive or dead.
Alive or dead? This is Pete. You shouldn't have come here, my friend. Lola is under my protection. And Manuel knows how to protect his women.
Straight to the heart. Not bad, too.
Now?
No, honey, not now. Quick, we gotta get out of here.
Six whole weeks. 6,000 miles. Stealing, starving, hitchhiking. And there I was, running through the streets of El Pico, holding the hand of Lola as though we were a couple of love-crazy kids on a spree.
Oh, quick. Stop here.
Jump. This jalopy? Oh, they'll catch up with it in the shake of a cat's tail. Will it make it for, baby?
You want to get to Mancini, don't
you? Ben.
Will it make it for City? Hotel Cito. Real nice.
Early dawn when we arrived at Mexico City. I didn't wait for no golden sunset to come over the Pampas. I went straight to the hotel room. Right to it. I didn't bother to go in the usual way. I went up the fire escape and back. Huh? I found room 90. The window was closed. I had to kick it in. I saw him struggling for his gun, his face hot with fear and the sleep that hadn't left him. He struggled in vain. Morning. Morning wasn't many hours old when I got back to the jalopy. You'd have thought that Lola just emerged from her boudoir, all cool, serene, and centered.
Well, baby?
Love her, boy. We'll love no more.
Oh, gee, that's good. That gives me an appetite. I could do with some breakfast.
Over coffee and donuts, my ever-loving told me the story of the romantic elopement. The way she told it, you'd think she was an innocent young girl just out of college who'd been hypnotized by the smooth-talking man Feeney.
And that's it, Pete. By the time you got to El Piso, there wasn't a buck left.
Great. My 10,000 bucks.
What have you done with the gun?
Still here, baby. What are you? Cap with 9 lives?
Still a hankering after killing me, baby.
What else? The lover boy has paid his debt. But you haven't paid yours.
In world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Smooth in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5 today.
Well, well, well. It's pleasant to learn of husband and wife getting together again after so many would vicissitudes be the word? Judging by Pete's attitude, his wife Lola's sojourn isn't going to last for very long down Mexico way.
You thought you could buy me off with Mancini's life, but you've got to pay.
Sure I'll pay with $10 million.
Stow it, kid. I'm not the two-bit sizzling hoodlum you double-cross. I've learned a lot, baby. I've learned about killing, and especially about killing you.
What do you think I was doing playing a piano in a crummy joint like the Go-Go Club? There's $10 million there to be got, I tell you. It needs you to help us get it.
You're mad. No, maybe I'm crazy. Crazy not that...
Manuela's brother was the head of the Campesano. After the Mexican Revolution, the regulars took control of everything. Except $10 million worth of gold of the National Bank of Mexico. Manuela and I... Well, frankly, baby, I prefer you for an enterprise like this. Just think of it, please. $10 million in pure gold. In Mexico, gold will get you anything. Even...
It's no good, baby. You've lied for the last time.
Okay. Look at this.
She took from her purse a piece of yellow parchment. It was a map. A map of what looked like a mountain. There was an arrow pointing to a name called Monte Muerto. The mountain of death.
This is it. Pedro, Manuela's brother, escaped with a posse of men 15 years ago. Three of them have died. They're stuck up there, high up that mountain. They say that Pedro's gone mad and says the world is evil, and the only pure thing he knows is his gold.
Yeah, I seem to remember reading about that missing gold. Hey, is this another of your tricks?
I hear it, Dick. What have you got to lose? By now, that hotel clerk has seen Mancini's body. You're wanted for murder here in Mexico as well as in the States. We could go up there, high up that mountain. Kill whoever we have to kill in order to get the gold.
There she was, sitting in an old jalopy, mapping out our strategy.
Manuela says it's volcanic country. We need a couple of mules for this. Here. Here's 100 pesos. Oh, no, wait. I better get the supplies. You wait here.
So we took the trail to Monte Muerto. We were 4,000 feet up with 10,000 to go. But even then, in the distance, there was a mountain peak beckoning us on. Another 1,000 feet, and we arrived at the last village before our destination.
He wants me to be your guide. Here.
Yeah.
Oui. He blow like a hurricane.
You afraid of a little wind?
No, senor, not of the wind. There are bad men up in the mountain. There are evil spirits.
You want to earn your dough, don't you?
Oh, how can you speak this to me?
Me work in Mexican City. Work a British shipping firm. The lady, she keeps me English.
Quite some homework, Auntie Stefano. You want me, I could teach you more English.
Okay, senor. We go up the mountain.
I feel as though I
am. That is him. The voice of he who commands the mountain.
That's over a mile away.
Sound that travel far along Monte Nieto.
Yes, stay here.
I hurried through the brush. Then I slowed down, stalking like a hunter stalks. There was no sound now except birds screeching.
You are not very bright, my friend.
Huh?
We have been watching you for the last 2 miles. You fool. You have come here to be executed. I did not like him. I knew Manuela was planning to get the gold.
Hold on a minute. Don't shoot. You and I are on the same side of the fence. We're both wanted men.
Drop your gun and come forward.
You see, my friend, I am a very good guy.
Oh, you saved my life, Stefano.
But of course. We all share the gold. No?
Yes, sir. You know about the gold, huh? All that stuff you were giving me about evil spirits.
Is it a deal?
Sure, it's a deal. Yeah, but Lola, what Lola?
I left her by the cat.
Oh, well, let's get back. My head began to swim. I seemed to be in the grip of a fever. We hurried back. Stefano saw her first.
You! Hanging from the tree!
It was my ever-loving, strung by the neck, and grinning as though she knew that the joke was on her after all. I cut her down. And then I saw it. A note nailed to the tree.
What does it say?
You're next, Mort. And after you, Stefano. Signed, Pedro.
Pedro?
That doesn't make any sense. No, nothing makes any sense. Except that gold. Come on, Stefano, we gotta push on. How many men are there?
I don't know. Now I do not understand. Down! Got him!
Where he was.
Come, eat it. I'm sure, huh? Good. We have two guns. All that is left is one of them. But we have to go carefully. You and I will share the gold. It is a pity about Lola.
And then I knew. Stefano acted as executioner. He awaited our coming to the village, pretending to be a simple village guide.
You did it, Stefano.
It was you that hanged Lola.
Did you not tell me of her double cross? Are you not wanted by the police for murder because of her? What would we do with the woman when we find the gold? It will need strong arms. Our arms.
I had to wait and watch. Wait for a chance to kill Stefano before he killed me. And yet, there was a third gun. Somewhere in that mountain vastness, there was a man determined to hold on to that gold.
The path is too narrow for us to walk like this. You go on in front, my friend.
You kidding? You go in front.
Why? You don't trust me. We need each other. There is a lot of gold.
And there are lots of Stefano's relatives way back in that village, and I've got the map.
Oh, sure. You know there's gold out there, but you don't know where, do you, Stefano?
We hadn't anticipated the sudden drop as we turned on the defile. Neither had I, but you learned a thing quick in the Bronx. That scream of death was sweet music in my ears. There was only one man left between me and the goal.
Why have you come here?
I've come to...
You are unarmed.
And what difference is it whether I am armed or not? And where are they? My two men. Banjo, I'm dead.
I looked down at the corpse of the man who was in charge of 10 million bucks. His dead face gazed up at me with a look of surprise. Poor sucker, what did he expect? Why should he be surprised? What was his life against all that gold? This time there was no one between me and the treasure. A man. Yeah, kind of a mountaintop cave. We know the whole story. Pedro was determined that no one should ever lay a hand on that gold. He knew that his brother Manuela was planning to lay his hands on it. And so, he placed some dynamite.
A booby trap?
Yes, that's it. A booby trap. You've been in this mission hospital for the last 6 days.
Oh, how bad am I?
You're a desperately injured man, Mr. Morton. But judging from what you've told us in your delirium, and what would be awaiting you outside... It doesn't matter very much, does it? Well, well, well. What a low-down trick. Making a booby of them with a trap set so high in the mountains. It's enough to make any self-respecting thug explode with anger.
Move in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Smooth in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today.
This is your host back again. Just a reminder of our rendezvous next week. Where are we going? Through the creaking door. Of course.
The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Silver King cigarettes invite you to listen next Saturday at 9 o'clock when they will again present
The Creaking Door.
There's more from The Creaking Door, Strange Tales, all of the other podcasts, and our Shoutcast stream, all at the website, relicradio.com. Don't forget, while you're there, donate. Your support makes all of this possible. Thanks to those who have helped out. Thanks for joining me this week. Be back again next Sunday with another episode of Relic Radio's Strange Tales.